USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting.
The Senate voted 86 to 11 to pass a bipartisan bill to enact the largest expansion of veteran health care benefits in decades, a week after it fell victim to a technical snafu and a political spat over a separate spending bill. They made such a huge mistake with veterans, said Mr. Schumer. I'm glad they recouped. All's well that ends well. The Deshaun Watson situation remains in a state of flux in Cleveland.
The NFL appealed the six-game suspension that a neutral arbitrator issued to Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The NFL said a decision will likely ignite a battle with the players' union and pave the way toward a longer ban for the superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Kansas voters on Tuesday sent a resounding message about their desire to protect abortion rights, rejecting a ballot measure in a conservative state with deep ties to the anti-abortion movement that would have allowed the Republican-controlled legislature to tighten restrictions or ban the procedure outright. It was the first test of voter sentiment after the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in June that overturned the constitutional right to an abortion. Vice President Kamala Harris had this to say about the vote.
They spoke loudly in saying that they trust women to make decisions about their own lives and their bodies.
An 8-year-old boy whose spine was severed in the shooting at a parade on July 4th was moved to a rehab-focused hospital after spending nearly a month in a Chicago pediatric intensive care unit. Cooper Roberts' family said the boy was moved Sunday to the Shirley Ryan Ability Lab. The family said Cooper's medical team will focus on physical and occupational therapy along with rehab and other mental health services. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Vice President Mike Pence pumped gas in Hobart, Indiana, as part of an event hosted by Americans for Prosperity. During the True Cost of Washington gas price drop, organizers lowered the price of gas to $2.38, which they say was the national average when President Biden came into office.
Gasoline prices have risen, created great hardship on families here in Indiana and all across the country, not because of the war in Ukraine. Gasoline prices have risen because of the Biden administration's war on energy.
The climate change and health care policies promoted by President Biden have finally won over Democrat and longtime holdout Joe Manchin. The West Virginia senator hammered out a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer that will give a big win to the Biden administration. But Republicans, who have treated the conservative Democrat as an ally on many occasions, were shaken over his announcement. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell reacted Tuesday to last week's deal.
To our friend Joe Manchin, he made a terrible deal, a terrible deal. How he can defend this from a West Virginia point of view, or think of it as a centrist kind of agreement, is astonishing. This is an agreement only Bernie Sanders would love.
And in Major League Baseball, Washington Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo addressed the media Tuesday following the trade that sent Juan Soto to the San Diego Padres. Rizzo said Soto is the most valuable that he will ever be. I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.